You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The market ended lower today, but is a new bull run on the anvil? Well, stay tuned to find out what experts think. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on the markets, economy, the auto sector, fuel price hikes and more from around the world. First up, here's how the market fared on April 5th. The market snapped a two-day positive streak and ended lower in a volatile session. Sensex closed at 60,176, down 435 points. And the Nifty was down almost 100 points at 17,950. While FMCG and consumer durable stocks gained, financials, including HDFC Twins and Bajaj Finserv, were the ones that suffered losses. Auto stocks were also in focus as the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association released its auto data today. According to FADA, retail auto sales in India increased 7% on a year-on-year basis in FY22, while in the month of March, the sales declined 3% compared to the corresponding period a year ago. Data also shows that the sale of passenger vehicles increased 14% on year in FY22. FADA said that the demand for passenger vehicles remains strong, but a supply crunch due to semiconductor issues persists. Following the development, Tata Motors and Ashok Leyland shares jumped more than 2% each, whereas Bajaj Auto jumped more than 1% and Hero MotoCorp was up 0.7%. Escorts, Tube Investments, Bharat Forge and Tata Motors were the top gainers that rose between 2 to 6.6%. Meanwhile, HDFC Twins continued to be in the news after their merger announcement yesterday. HDFC and HDFC Bank shares took a breather today, which is a day after surging almost 10% each. That is their biggest intraday gain in 13 years. According to Morgan Stanley, HDFC and HDFC Bank combined will be one of the largest consumer lenders in the emerging markets in Asia. Morgan Stanley is of the view that a return on equity will move lower in near term owing to capital accretion. However, loan growth acceleration is expected to drive 18% ROE by FY27. And now, here's what market veteran and member of BSE Ramesh Damani thinks about the current scenario. According to him, the Indian market is in a sweet spot. Democracy, China Plus One and digitization are all playing to India's strength. And therefore, he says the bull market is here to stay. Damani also welcomed the uptick in retail investors, which has shot up during the 2 years of the pandemic. He also has a word of advice for the newcomers. He expects them not to buy on the basis of prices alone, but on the basis of valuing of a business. Next up, sources tell CNBC TV 18 that the government is all set to launch the much-awaited LIC IPO in early May. LIC received SEBI's go-ahead to raise funds through an initial share sale in March. The IPO was also originally planned for March itself, but the Russia-Ukraine crisis derailed the plans as stock markets have been highly volatile. The reports indicated that it may be launched in April, but now the timeline seems to be early May. Moving on, fuels have become even more expensive now. Petrol and diesel prices were hiked by 80 paise a litre each today, which takes the total increase in rates in the last 2 weeks to 9 rupees and 20 paise. Petrol in Delhi will now cost 104 rupees and 61 paise, while diesel rates have gone up to 95 rupees and 87 paise. These rates have been increased across India, but vary from state to state depending upon the incidence of local taxation. This is the 13th increase in prices since the ending of a 4.5 month long hiatus in rate revision on March 22nd. Next up is the latest on the pandemic. The major Chinese financial center of Shanghai extended restrictions on transportation today after a day of intensive citywide testing. The testing found out more than 13,000 cases in the city. This means that there's no end to lockdown yet in sight. After originally taking a more piecemeal approach aimed at minimizing economic disruptions, Shanghai imposed a two-stage lockdown last week as authorities struggled to contain what had become the city's biggest ever COVID outbreak. The lockdown was originally set to end on Tuesday, that is today, in the western districts of the city, but now has been extended until further notice. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.